has noticeable water damage, or has been in storage for several years without being used, you might want to go elsewhere. Repairs can be expensive, and not everyone is equipped to handle problems that may result from a damaged RV, especially if you're out on the road when it happens. Save yourself the trouble of inheriting someone else's problem unless you know enough about RV repairs to turn a fixer-upper into a flawless home on wheels. Though we understand the appeal of finding a great bargain, it may be worth your while to spend a little extra on a vehicle in better shape than skimp and get stuck with an RV that breaks down on the freeway before you even pass the state line. Save your savvy shopping habits for the future, when you're safely on the road. What to do before you buy? We advise that you review the following checklist before you go to look at a vehicle. Feel free to take a look at numerous vehicles before you make a decision. Your personal safety and security is at risk if you make a bad purchase. This is not a decision to be taken lightly. Choose a model. Not every RV is created equal. Before you get intimidated by the many different models out there with weird-sounding names, keep in mind that there are a limited number of options available, and which ones you choose depends mostly on one single question: driving or towing. If you'll be driving, you need a motorhome. If you'll be towing your vehicle, you need a towable model. Easy as that. The most common types of recreational vehicles include travel trailer, pop-up, fifth wheel, Class A, Class C. Once that decision has been made, you should find it fairly simple to narrow down your search. Choose a floor plan. What confuses a lot of people about buying a motorhome is not the distinction between the models, but the distinction between the floor plans. There are just about as many options for floor plans as there are models, but you can't always see what a vehicle looks like from the outside. There are three main types of interior floor plans, and which is best for you will depend on a few things: how many people live in the RV, how much entertaining you do, what large items you're carrying, such as motorcycles, and how much space you enjoy having to yourself. No matter whether you prefer a spacious interior that reminds you of a luxury condo on wheels, or you like roughing it to the extreme, it is entirely possible to find a floor plan that meets your exact needs. If you're traveling with kids or often bring friends aboard, a bunkhouse is the way to go. There are a set of bunk beds at the back. Toy hauler floor plans are designed specifically for travelers who are hauling around motorcycles and ATVs. If you are an extrovert, love to entertain, or simply like having the illusion of lots of space, a rear living floor plan is ideal. Many of them have an exterior cooking space, giving you the option of taking your party outside. Do your research. Read customer reviews of the model you're buying, and don't be afraid to ask questions. If you are inquiring about a specific vehicle, find out who the official owner is. Sometimes, especially on unmonitored sites like Craigslist, friends and relatives will post ads and try to sell the vehicle for someone else. This means they might not know anything about the state or condition of the vehicle and will not be able to give you a comprehensive, detailed review of the vehicle's history. You are completely within your rights to ask for proof that your contact is the owner of the vehicle, and it is advisable to do so. It is also crucial that you ask to see maintenance records before you offer up a single dime. Sellers expect to answer lots of questions, so don't worry about bothering them. If they are deliberately vague or evasive about any of your questions, take heed. They might not be telling you the whole truth, and the vehicle might not be in the best condition. Use your connections. There's a good chance you or someone close to you know someone who is selling a pre-owned vehicle, specifically if you've been talking to other nomadic families in preparation for your upcoming transition to the RV lifestyle. Often own RVs for their summer camping trips. Maybe a friend of a friend has recently become an empty nester and doesn't need to cart the kids to Yellowstone every summer anymore. If they're not making use of their vehicle, they might be happy to sell it for some extra cash. If you never ask, you'll never know. Not to mention, if you buy your RV from a close friend or relative, you can pretty much guarantee they'll give you their honest opinion. They're not out to make a buck. They just want to get rid of the vehicle they're not making use of anymore. If you buy from a trusted acquaintance, they'll be able to answer any questions you have about the make, model, vehicle history, and previous trips. If you don't know anyone who is currently selling, consider finding community among other RV lifers. In today's world, many young, hip, and informed travelers share their experiences.